Hot Business with Nzinga is brought to you by Shift, the global money app offering the cheapest Forex rates for traveling, shopping, and investing in real time 24/7, no matter where you bank. Get the cheapest Forex rates around. Download the Shift app now.
You're listening to Hot Business, and on Tuesday, we spend time talking about trading. My guest tonight, Chris Beamish, who's an investment analyst at Revex. Chris, thanks so much for your time on Hot Business. How would you describe the state of the crypto space right now?
Hi, Nzinga. Thanks for having me on today. Yeah, so the crypto space is, jeepers, the markets have been relatively brutal, but we're really at a crossroads. I mean, the investors are really starting to lose a little bit of faith in the market. Generally, this is almost one of the better times to start really researching the market, understanding it. And funny enough, a lot of the times when people are really scared of the market, that tends to be when the market starts to either, you know, turn around or start to establish a lower base and then start to recover.
I'm assuming a lot of this fear worries because of what happened with FTX.
Indeed, jeepers. I'm sure for any listeners that aren't aware of what's happened there. So FTX is an international crypto exchange, and recently they basically went completely bankrupt. Mm-hmm. And there's about over $10 billion worth of client funds that are stuck on the platform, you know. And given the international events that have transpired with FTX and its sister company, Alameda, we wanted to make sure that our customers are sure that we have absolutely no exposure to either company. We continue operations as normal with all customer assets securely stored and fully accounted for. I also find that the recent events with FTX have served as more evidence that the industry needs transparency. And, you know, as you already might know, Nzinga, we're a very strong supporter of transparency here at Revex, you know, being one of the first platforms in Africa to conduct independent audits on all of our crypto reserve assets, you know. Mm. I mean, Revex was built on the foundation of long-term investing, and we approach our business in the same way. I mean, we actively seek to minimize all potential risks for our customers, as we believe in security and longevity above all else.
Chris, you in particular have come from quite a traditional investment background, and now you're in a space where people call it a speculative industry. What differences have you found between that quite traditional investment background and the one that you're currently in?
Crypto's got a little bit of a bad rap as being only speculative. I mean, there's a lot of great stuff really going on in the world of crypto. Bitcoin really was a true innovation right from the get-go in 2009. It's basically one of the first private currencies that actually rivals a government currency. So anybody on the world can actually own this own money and hold it in their own personal wallet, and it doesn't actually have to sit in a bank account. You can transact with anyone in the world without anybody having to step in between and take some transaction fees away from you. It's one of the, they call it sovereign, you know, self-sovereignty. Mm. It's a fantastic thing. With regards to differences in like crypto trading, crypto investing compared to the traditional world, Revex, the company I work for, isn't really a trading platform as per se. We're more of a broker or an investment platform, if you will. Mm. But I've personally been trading these crypto markets for a few years now. And there definitely are quite a few differences in terms of how the traditional stock trading and crypto trading are very different. Namely, the fact that the crypto markets are very young in comparison. Like I said, it's only been around since 2009. Mm. So there isn't really as much money being traded in the crypto markets, as well as the fact that the crypto markets actually trade 24/7, 365, which, you know, stock markets are generally only open between 9 to 5.
Mm. What are the most popular crypto assets now? And do you think that that's a good place for people to start who want to get into it? You look and say, these are the top three cryptos. Let me get there. Let me start there.
It goes without saying that none of this is investment advice. I'm not trying to influence anybody. But so the most popular cryptocurrency, the king of crypto is Bitcoin. Obviously, it's the largest asset, and it's the oldest asset. Second, you've got Ethereum, another great cryptocurrency. But, you know, we really try to offer diversified options for all of our clients. Bitcoin, as well as our top 10 crypto bundle, which basically allows you to invest in the top 10 cryptocurrencies all in one investment. That's our main flagship product, and we certainly have very happy customers because of that.
How do you stay safe in that space? Because, for instance, anyone can say they're doing an ICO, I think is the term that I've just learned now. Anyone can say, I've got a coin, I've got a Nzinga coin, and it's going to be fantastic. You know, pay me X amount of money, and in 10 years' time, you're going to see such amazing returns.
That goes back to the age-old saying of, You know, if it sounds too good to be true, it most likely is. And generally, you know, I'm not trying to sell our own book here or, you know, promote ourselves too much, but on a platform like Revix, we really don't actually allow any of those. They're called pump and dump schemes or random coins or ICOs. Mm. We offer the most reputable and most investable crypto assets on our platform only. So generally, if you can find a trusted partner, which we basically base our entire business on, you know, having a very good foundation of trust with our clients. Mm. So you got to find a good partner for the long term.
Right. You've been very clear about the fact that you're not going to be giving us advice. You know, people mustn't take it and hold you to it. But what would you say to someone who is just very interested in this world or is in this world already? What would you share with them that may help them in their journey when it comes to investing in the crypto space?
So a lot of the people within this space would advise you to read, there's a document called the Bitcoin White Paper, mm-hmm. Which might be a bit too technological for some people, but it really just introduces you to what Bitcoin, what blockchain is, and how it all works. As well as I would definitely, without making any financial advice, I would just say start small, really try to understand the space before you dive in with any meaningful money. You know, never invest more than you can afford to lose. But it's certainly a space worth paying attention to for the long term. And that's why we offer cryptocurrencies on our investment platform. It's definitely a space you want to not ignore.
Chris Beamish, investment analyst at Revix. Thanks so much for your time on Hot Business this evening.
Thank you very much. Cheers. Hot 1027.